Merry Christmas. While the stores and even some homes have started to pack everything up for Christmas for another year, we Catholics continue in our celebration of the Christmas season, with today being day 8 of our holy day. As a church, we begin the new year by celebrating Mary. Mary as the Mother of God, not just the Mother of Jesus, not just the Mother of the Christ or the Messiah, but the Mother of God. In the original Greek, she is called Theotokos, she whose offspring is God. And why that very specific title? Because the way we understand Mary is how we understand Jesus. And the way we understand Jesus is how we understand Mary. Simply put, if Mary is the mother of Jesus, and Jesus is God, then Mary is the mother of God. And if she's the mother of God, then more reason to honor and follow her example, recognizing both the maternity of Mary and the divinity of her son. In our first reading today, we heard one of the most ancient parts of the Old Testament, the blessing that was given by the ancient Jewish priests upon God's people Israel. And even today among the Jewish people, while there is no longer an established priesthood, now they only have teachers or rabbis, those who can trace their family tree to that priestly class, the sons of Aaron, so that means those with the last names Levi or Cohen, can give the blessing in the synagogue on the high holy days. And this prayer of blessing is a three-in-one blessing. And for us as Christians, we can see its connection to the Holy Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. In that first verse, we ask God the Father to bless and protect his people, a reminder to us that we are his chosen and loved ones. In the second verse, we ask that God the Son to show us the face of God, to let his face shine upon us and be gracious to us, a reminder that God has come to his people and delights in us and even smiles upon us. And in that third verse, we ask that God the Holy Spirit to look upon us kindly and to give us his peace. And that last word, peace, shalom, is the peace that only God can give. Not just an absence of war, conflict, or fighting, but a true and everlasting peace. Peace and all good, healing, reconciliation, and a general sense of wholeness and well-being. I'm reminded of an old Protestant hymn, now almost 100 years old, and the refrain goes like this. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Our Blessed Mother was given the utmost privilege and blessing to see that wonderful face every single day of our Lord's life, from when he was just a babe in a manger to when that face was battered and bruised on the cross. And I'm sure that there were moments when she thought that she would not be able to bear the great struggles of not only being a mother, but being the mother of God. But looking into that blessed face gave her strength, encouragement, hope, and peace. And we must do the same. As we begin this new year, let us remember to turn our eyes upon Jesus, to look into his wonderful face, the face of God himself, because then and only then can we know his love and find that peace. Often in my homilies and in the confessional, I've made the recommendation of taking some time out every day, even 5 minutes, to have a personal and private conversation with God. Perhaps that's something you want to take up as a New Year's resolution. And together with that practice, you may want to use a particular image of Jesus that you love. I know that I have a few favorite images, and one of mine is that of the Holy Face. But use whatever image works for you. Use it in this personal time of prayer. O face of Jesus, adored by Mary and Joseph, have mercy upon us. O face of Jesus, who in the stable of Bethlehem captivated with joy the angels, the shepherds, and the wise men, have mercy on us. O face of Jesus, hidden in the Eucharist, have mercy on us. And may God's face shine upon us always and give us his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.